humans are born with a set of instinctive fears. The fear of falling, of the dark, of lobsters, of falling on lobsters in the dark, or speaking before a Rotary Club, and of the words some assembly required. Now, I went to the internet and I looked up phobias. I looked for a list of phobias, and there's thousands of things to be afraid of. There's so much in this world to be afraid of. There's arachnophobia, which is the fear of men. There's bolshephobia, it's the fear of Bolsheviks. There's barophobia, which is the fear of gravity. Syngenesophobia, it's the fear of relatives. So any teenagers here today, you can tell your mom next Thanksgiving, Mom, I can't go to Thanksgiving dinner at Grandma's because I am suffering from syngenesophobia. Somniophobia is the fear of sleep. Sophophobia is the fear of learning. There's so much to be afraid of. We fear so much, but often we fear the wrong things. I had a dog, a little beagle, and he was afraid of the wrong things. He was afraid of fireworks. He was afraid of thunderstorms. He was afraid of fire alarms. All of these things were harmless. But if a man with a gun broke into our house, he would run up to him and lick him. He feared the wrong things. And humans, too, we fear the wrong things. For example, we sometimes fear not receiving the approval of our peers more than we value doing what is right. When I was a teenager, I was that way. I was so afraid of what my peers would say that I sometimes did incredibly stupid things. I'll tell you the story of the most stupid thing I ever did. Some of you have heard this story, maybe. I was 16, and I was the first of my friends to get my driver's license. And so I had a car that I borrowed from my parents. And one day after track practice, my friends convinced me that we needed to play a game where we went to the top of the tallest hill in town in this residential neighborhood, and we would play the game of coasting down the hill and timing to see how long Ronnie could go without using his brakes. That's a good game, right? Smart. And so in my 1981 Ford Escort wagon, we went to the top of the hill, and I put it in neutral, and we let it roll. And we came down the first curve, and I was going 45 miles an hour, and I held it in a residential neighborhood. Sorry, parents. So stupid. We made it up to about 65 before I finally applied the brakes. And we slid down that hill, and the day before anti-lock brakes, before you could correct or anything, and I ended up on someone's lawn with my tires buckled under the car. And no one was hurt, only the car. We do stupid things because we're afraid of what people will say, right? We fear the wrong things. And that day, I was more afraid of my peers, of my friends, than doing what is right. Not only do we fear the wrong things, sometimes we're controlled by what we fear, and we worship what we fear. And when we put something else in front of God, that's called idolatry. We are shaped by what we fear. We are controlled by what we fear. We worship what we fear. We place it in front of God. If we fear other people, we become self-centered, constantly asking, what do people think? If we fear losing security, we become greedy. If we fear looking old, we get plastic surgery. If we fear getting fat, we spend all this time and money dieting. If we fear being called stupid, we study, and we study to show them, or we just stop and give up altogether. If we fear terrorists, we're obsessed with fighting them. That which we fear is that which controls us. And there's a name for fearing something other than God. Again, it's called idolatry. And the disciples of Jesus in our story were afraid of the storm. It dominated their thoughts and it set their agenda. And at the end of the story, the disciples' weather-induced terror was replaced by Jesus-induced terror. They no longer feared the storm, they feared God. They were in respect and awe for God. They realized who he was. And when they realized who Jesus was, it meant that they didn't have to fear anything else ever again. Because if Jesus controls the sea and the wind, if he is so confident that he can sleep through the storm, then why be afraid? There's nothing to fear if he is our friend. There's nothing to fear if he's in the boat with us. Jesus says today to us, don't be afraid. Yes, tremble in awe at the power of God, but don't fear other things. The number one command in Scripture, in the Bible, over and over again is, be not afraid. Be not afraid. Fear me, says Jesus, and you have nothing else to fear. Amen. Amen. And now we're going to hand it over to Father Wayne again.